This podcast helps you to understand the social structure of medieval Britain from around 1250 to 1500. God was at the very top of the medieval social structure. Almost everyone in medieval England was Christian. They believed that God ruled over all human affairs and that all power came directly from him. They also believed in the devil. Roman Catholics believed their souls needed to suffer for a time until they had been made pure before they could go to heaven. To reduce this suffering, they should do good deeds on earth. This included looking after the sick and giving money to the poor. Underneath God was the church. In Western Europe, the Roman Catholic Church was very powerful and wealthy and was led by the Pope and his bishops. For most people, the care of the church came from priests who served in parishes. Every parish had its own church. There were also cathedrals, abbeys, monasteries, and convents. Monks and nuns provided food and shelter for travellers and helped look after local people, but their main duty was praying for people and the world. Medieval people believed that prayers brought the protection and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Next were kings. Medieval people thought that kings had been chosen by God to rule over them. Kings were supposed to protect their people and maintain law and order. Kings taxed the people and demanded certain services from them. These taxes were not spent on the sort of things we expect our government to spend taxes on today, like roads, education and healthcare. Instead, the taxes paid for the king's family and his court to live grandly and helped fund wars. The king gave land to powerful barons for their help in controlling the kingdom, which they did by keeping order. The barons shared their land out into areas called manors and gave them to the knights. The knights could live off the farm produce of the manor, but all other profits went to the barons and the king. In the 13th century, knights and barons won the right to sit in Parliament. They had some say in how much tax the king could have, but no control over how he spent it. Unlike villages, towns were not controlled by lords. Instead, a mayor and a town council created rules that aimed to keep law and order. They wanted their town to prosper so that everyone could be proud of it. They also made rules to keep people safe from dangers, such as an outbreak of fire. Many town councillors were also members of guilds. These were bodies that controlled the quality and price of the goods that were made in the town. There were guilds for cloth workers, bakers, brewers, and all sorts of trades. The guilds were also deeply religious groups and tried hard to look after the welfare of the town community. Below the king and his lords were the labourers in the villages, who did all the physical work that created the nation's wealth. Most labourers served the lord of the manor by working on the land, in exchange for a house and a small plot for their family. Peasants knew that they could not control the world of nature. In times of bad harvest, they would be the first to suffer. The peasants also had no control in how the country was ruled. They depended on the decisions made by the king, the church, and the lords.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.